I would like to start off my testimony with a verse that I think everyone here knows, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The first time I accepted Jesus into my heart was at Pine Bush Bible Camp. I think I was 12 and it was late at night, everyone else had gone to bed. And I just said into the darkness, God, I want you to become my Savior. And then the next morning I thought it was going to be very cartoony, all sun shiny and rainbows everywhere. It rained the next day. We played a boring game. It wasn't very eventful. And then I thought to myself, what if I didn't really accept him? What if I just said with my mouth but didn't believe in my heart and I wasn't saved? So I waited a few years. Then last year at a wildlife camp that I went to, a different one, I accepted him again. But I still felt like I didn't really accept him. But then I went to Teen Week, another event for Pine Bush with all teens. And the speaker was Pierre, and he said how we're all different ages in our spiritual walk, how he was like a teenager, and we were all children, and we still needed to grow in our faith. And I thought to myself, well, maybe I still need to grow, and I am just a child, and I still need to grow up a lot more to feel like I actually am saved. So that's where I am now, growing in my spirit. Thank you.
Place for you. I will come again.
Good morning. As you may or may not know, my name is Alex, and I'm going to go right into scripture. Romans 15:4. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. Now, it may sound a little different to you because I'm using New Living Translation for all of the verses, primarily because it uses the phrase God's promises. Now, God, throughout the Bible, has made many promises to us. And the message today is about hope as well. God says in John 14, 1-6, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't, Lord, said Thomas, we have no idea where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one can come to the Father except through me. God's gifts to us are plentiful. The gift of life is magical, amazing, and lets us be here talking and me preaching. He gave us the gift of heaven and eternity with God. In John 14:27, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. He gives us peace of mind through his promises, as he promised Abraham that his offspring would be innumerable as the stars in the sky, and he kept that promise. So why shouldn't he keep his promises to us? In John 14, 25-26, which I believe Keith read, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all the things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I have said to you. This explains the purpose of the scripture, and it also notes the promise of the New Testament. First Corinthians 10:11. These things happened to them as examples for us. They were written down to warn us who live at the end of an age. This goes on to explain the applicability and uses for the Bible in our time and for our understanding. It also sets up for Revelation, the promise that we will be taken up to heaven in the rapture preceding the trials and tribulations. But I know this was a quick sermon, but I'll close with this verse. Psalms 56:9. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. This shows that God will support us in our times of need. He will come to us, he will listen to us, and he will hear us out. God will keep our promises and his promises to us and our hope in him.
And that's a promise I'll keep. What a wonderful day to see God's image, if you will, up here in the platform. You know, we Sunday school teachers, we're grateful for you loaning us your children. And we treat them like they're ours. We, like Isabel and Phoebe played, we guide them through God's word. And although we do all this here at Woodside, it is you parents' responsibility, ultimately, to teach them. We are here to assist. And we love doing that, and we love hearing the messages. We love seeing the faces. We love the music. We love the smiles. We love even sometimes the sadness. But it's great to see the evidence of some of the work. And we clearly won't have any issues with song leading here anymore. Well, you have plenty of people that are capable, and we have. I'm excited to see the future. I'm here to remind you that we have lunch prepared afterwards, and you're all invited to stay, and to continue to bring your children here for Sunday school and the youth activities, and that you should attend as well for the 11 o'clock the Bible studies. If you look in your bulletin, there's plenty of places for you to be, and right now the place for you to be is at lunch as soon as we close in prayer and set up the tables downstairs. Let's just look to the Lord, thank him for this time together. Let's just give the kids a little encouragement. Or should I say young adults? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the word that you left us so that we know him and get to know him as we grow in your word. As we fellowship downstairs over some food, we thank you for the food, the hands that prepared it, and may you bless all the conversations downstairs. In Jesus' name, amen.